Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Heather Six Sacrament meeting today. It's a special primary program today, so I'd like to welcome all who are visiting or here for the first time. Welcome, and thank you for worshiping with us today. I'd like to acknowledge that President Evans is presiding at today's meeting, our stake president. We love him and are excited to have him. Also like to acknowledge President Anderson, who is visiting, and excuse our bishop, Bishop Misbeck, who is away traveling today. My name is Brother Beckstead, and I've been asked to conduct today. A few announcements to go through briefly. First of all, this next Saturday and Sunday is our state conference. So I'd like to remind everyone about that, a few things there. As far as sessions go, on Saturday at 7 p.m., there's the adult session at the Stake Center on Saturday night. At 7 a.m. is the priesthood leadership session on Sunday morning. And then our ward has been asked to try to attend the 10 a.m. Sunday session at the Stake Center. For any families that need to, you are also flexible to attend the 1 p.m. Session. All sessions will be at the Stake Center. We're also going to be having a family choir. Several families from our ward have been invited to participate, but all are welcome. There will be a practice this Saturday at the Stake Center. It's a relatively simple number that all can learn with just one practice. So any that would be interested are invited to attend a practice this Saturday at 9 a.m. and then sing in the choir at that 10 a.m. session. But specifically those families have been invited, we'd like to encourage them to come especially to that. Today's also the second Sunday where we hold our teacher councils. Those have been going fantastically and have been a wonderful experience to invite all teachers to attend, all who teach in the second and third hour in the third overflow. We'll be holding those teacher councils. One more thing, the family history council will be canceled for this week. So that will not proceed today. We will now open our meeting by singing hymn number 95, Now Thank We All Our God, after which the invocation will be offered by Brother Johnny White.
Our Father in heaven, we are thankful for being able to attend sacrament meeting today. We thank thee for the abundance in our lives. We thank thee for the beautiful day we have outside. We pray that thy spirit will be in our hearts and minds, that we'll be receptive to what we hear today. Please be with those who instruct us. We especially pray for the primary children that they will be able to express their feelings and their spirituality to us. And we pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have a couple items of ward business today. The following member has been called to a new calling, and we propose that she be sustained. Will the following please stand if she is present? Christy Gilbert has been called as our ward music chair. Those in favor may manifest it by the uplifted hand. Those opposed, if any, may also manifest. We've also received the following membership record into the ward, and we invite them to stand as their names are read. Sister Michelle Sorensen. Those that can accept this member in full fellowship, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Welcome. Excited to have you. Brother Roberts has one item of business.
I'd like to invite Maddie Milford and Quincy Crabb to come up. Both of these young women just had their birthday and have been interviewed by the bishop, and they will be new members of our Laurel class. So if you have an opportunity, congratulate them on that, and we look forward to their participation. So thank you.
We will now prepare for the sacrament by singing hymn number 175, O God, the Eternal Father, after which the sacrament will be administered by the Aaronic priesthood.
Unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his spirit to be with them. Amen.
We will now have the privilege of hearing from our primary the simple truths of the gospel that they'll share with us in word and song. So we'll now invite the primary children and teachers and others participating to come to the stand, and we'll proceed with that.
Good morning. This year, we have had the opportunity to teach the children the importance of choosing the right. In President Monson's conference address last year, he spoke on choosing the right path. He relayed a part of the book, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Alice comes to a crossroads with two paths going in opposite directions. As she thinks about which way to turn, she sees the Cheshire Cat and asks, "Which path should I follow?" To which he replies, "That depends on where you want to go. If you don't know where you want to go, it doesn't matter which path you take." Unlike Alice, we know where we want to go, so it does matter which way we go. The path we follow in this life leads to our destination in the next life. Learning to make good choices is an important part of our Heavenly Father's plan for us and will bring us many blessings. We can receive help in making choices by following the example of Jesus Christ, living gospel principles, and heeding the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Choosing the right will help us stay on the path back to our Heavenly Father.
I'm Suzanne Peterson, and I have the privilege of teaching the Sunbeams. This year, we learned that agency is a gift to choose from for ourselves. In 2 Nephi, we read, "Wherefore men are free according to the flesh, and they are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death according to the captivity and power of the devil." In the pre-mortal life, we chose to follow God's plan and come to earth.
Have our base mom and dad and CG. The player now is go to be not the school. Let's go to the road and go in your car, okay? And now let's go to the playground.
Very nice. I'm Stone Andrews. I will choose the right by helping my mom and dad.
I'm Sister Lazarson, and one of the purposes of our life here on earth is to learn to use our agency wisely. By following the Savior, we can learn to make choices that bring us happiness and blessings. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
My name is Sister Heidi Waite. When we choose the right, we are blessed. In Mosiah chapter 2, verse 22, it says, "And behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments. And he has promised you that if you would keep his commandments, ye should prosper in the land. Therefore, if ye do keep his commandments, he doth bless you and prosper you."
My name is Carson Vertel, the prophet. Noah choose the right by building a ark and gathering the animals, the
Lord
blessed him and his family by saving them from the flood.
Thank you. Return to your seat.
My name is Aubrey Walker, the prophet. Nephi chose to write by going back to Jerusalem to get the brass plates. The Lord blessed him and his family by helping them get the plates from Laban, letting them have the scriptures to teach their children, and helping them get to the promised land.
Church members today choose the right by going to church, having home evening, reading scriptures, and saying their prayers. The Lord blesses us by giving us peace in the midst of trials.
I'm Demir Anderson. God speaks to us through his living prophets, the First Presidency, and the 12 Apostles. We just had the opportunity to hear them speak in General Conference and teach us to choose the right. Our prophet, President Thomas S. Monson, has counseled us, each of us has the responsibility to choose. You may ask, are decisions really that important? I say to you, decisions determine destiny. You can't make eternal decisions without eternal consequences. We are blessed when we choose to follow the prophet.
I'm Tia Bigler. Surely the Lord will do nothing. But he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Unto his servants, the prophets.
Amos 3:7.
I will follow the prophet by reading the scriptures.
Yeah.
My name is Ellie Gasway.
I'll remember. My son. And learn the wisdom of thy youth.
And learn the wisdom in thy youth.
Yea. Learn thy youth.
Yea, learn in thy youth.
To keep the commandments.
I will follow the prophet by helping my grandma.
I am Rebecca Blunts. A prophet is a person who is called by and speaks of God. And a messenger of God, a prophet receives the commandments, prophecies, and other wishes of God. I will follow the prophet by serving others.
I'm Alicia Jackman. Jesus Christ teaches us to choose the right. This year, we learned that Jesus Christ is the perfect example. He taught us the right way to live. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, showed us how to make wise choices. For I have given unto you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. John 13:15.
Okay. Ready? Say your name. I'm Cesar Jackman.
Jesus Christ.
Is a perfect example for me.
He showed love for others. And forgave those that hurt him.
I'm Cruel Shove. Jesus Christ.
Taught me the right way to live.
He taught us what we should. Hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Let our light shine.
And pray to Heavenly Father.
I feel my Savior's love.
When I try to be like Jesus.
I feel my Savior's love. When I show love to my brothers.
Spirit of my soul.
This year, we learned that we choose the rite when we are baptized and confirmed a member of the church. In Acts 2:38, it tells us to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
I'm Jet Baker. Honesty is telling the truth regardless of the consequence. I turned 8 this year, and I was baptized in August, and I'm learning the part of accountability. Accountability means I am old enough to know right from wrong. Also, the part of being accountable is being old enough to be responsible for mistakes and admit when I make them. It is very tempting to blame others for mistakes or lie about my part of the situation when I choose the wrong choice. I don't like getting in trouble. After I get baptized, I will continue to make mistakes. Jesus wants us to make mistakes. That's the main part of his plan, because he knows that mistakes are how we learn. If we don't admit to make mistakes and lie about them, we can't learn from them. We hide from mistakes instead of letting them teach us. When I was very young, I told my mom a lie about something I was scared of. She believed me. I kept this lie up for a long time. This lie gave me attention from my mom. It made me feel important. After a while, I didn't want to lie about it anymore. I felt stuck. It made me feel terrible to think about continuing to keep up this lie, and also nervous to tell my mom the truth. I didn't want her to be mad at me. Finally, I couldn't handle lying anymore. When I told my mom the truth, she was surprised. Then she told me that she was proud of me for telling her the truth. She knew it was hard for me to make my mistake right. She didn't stop loving me, and I didn't feel like I was bad. I felt light and free from telling the truth, not sad and gray like I had been feeling. I will continue to practice my whole life to be honest, and if I'm not, I will continue practice saying sorry and learning from my mistakes. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
My name is Gian Holdway. When Jesus was with his disciples, they noticed that he prayed a lot to Heavenly Father. They asked him to teach them how to pray. He taught them how by using the Lord's Prayer. We follow Jesus' example when we pray to Heavenly Father. We don't have to use the exact words of the Lord's Prayer, but we can always pray to talk to Heavenly Father about our day, our joys, and worries. We can thank Him for our many blessings. I know that Heavenly Father answers our prayers and listens to us. One time I was walking home from the bus stop and I was really tired. I prayed that my dad would come pick me up. Most grateful Heavenly Father answered my prayer.
My name is Grace Jackman. When I was baptized and confirmed earlier this year, I was following Jesus' example. After I was baptized, I received the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can help me choose the right. For behold, again I say unto you that if ye will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show unto you all things what ye should do. 2 Nephi 32, verse 5.
My name is Vanessa Colorado. One of the great things we have learned this year is that we choose the right when we live gospel principles. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, for I know that the Lord giveth not commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commanded them. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7.
Hello, my name is Don Hill. When I pay my tithings, Heavenly Father will bless me. He has said, bring ye all the tithings into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. For Nephi chapter 24, verse 10. Hello, my name is Tyler Hill. I obey the word of wisdom by eating and drinking that which is good and avoiding that which is bad. The Lord has said, and all saints who remember to keep and do these things, walking in obedience to the commandments, shall receive health in their navel and marrow to their bones, and shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures, and shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint.
Sometimes it's hard to choose the right. We can pray to Heavenly Father for strength to do what is right.
My name is Heather Holdaway. Fasting and prayer can strengthen our testimony. In sharing time while we were learning about fasting, one of the children in junior primary asked if you had to fast the whole time. Sister Martinez asked, are there other ways to fast? One child suggested you could fast for half an hour, then eat, then fast for another half an hour. We thought that was a pretty good idea. The sons of Mosiah did many things to become strong in the gospel. In Alma chapter 17, we read, "Yea, and they had waxed strong in the knowledge of the truth, for they were men of a sound understanding, and they had searched the scriptures diligently, that they might know the word of God. But this is not all. They had given themselves to much prayer and fasting. Therefore, they had the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of revelation, and when they taught with power and authority of God."
Hi, my name is Chloe Gazway. Being kind is doing and saving nice things to others. One time when I was being nice, me and my friends went door to door giving out notes saying that you are loved and that Heavenly Father would always be with you. Be kind to one another.
My name is Eliza Holdaway. Reverence is deep respect and love towards God. Reverence is more than just sitting. It's thinking about Heavenly Father above, our love for Him, and His love for us. When I'm reverent, it shows in my words and my actions. When my family went to the Provo City Center Temple open house, we quietly walked through the beautiful temple. I felt the Spirit when I was there.
My name is Colin. Honesty is telling the truth regardless of the consequences. Sometimes we are faced with a choice to be honest or dishonest. In those times, the short-term consequences of honesty may be difficult, but the long-term consequences will lead to peace and happiness. When I play tennis, I have to call the ball if it is in or out. I have to be honest and only call the ball out if I see that it is out. 1 Nephi 3:16 says, "Wherefore, let us be faithful in keeping the commandments of the Lord."
My name is Tiffany Wilcock. This year, we have learned to choose to fill our lives with things that invite the Spirit. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things, we hope all things, we have endured many things, and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, of good report, or praiseworthy, we seek after these things.
Hi, my name is Sophia Jackman. Having good friends will help me choose the right. President Hinckley shared the following story in conference. Two boys found a worn-out pair of shoes by the road. In the distance, they could see a man working in a field. One of the boys suggested that they hide the shoes and then watch the man's reaction. The other boy suggested that they put a silver coin in the shoes and see what the man did. Soon the man returned. When he found the coins, he was so overwhelmed with gratitude that he knelt down and offered a prayer of thanks. He spoke of his wife who was sick and his children who had no food. And he asked the Lord to bless whoever had helped him. The boys felt something warm in their hearts and were thankful they had chosen the rite.
My name is Bella Walker. We should do things on the Sabbath that will help us stay close to Heavenly Father. The Lord has given us the Sabbath day for our benefit and has commanded us to keep it holy. I can honor the Sabbath day by attending my church meetings, spending quiet time with my family, studying the gospel, serving others, writing letters, writing in my journal, and even doing family history work. Observing the Sabbath will bring us closer to the Lord and to our family. It will give us an eternal perspective and spiritual strength. I have honored the Sabbath day by attending my church meetings regularly and been blessed by being able to feel the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost has been able to comfort me and let me know that many prayers have been answered for my family.
Hi, I'm Christina Beebe, and I'm the first counselor. We live in a day of wonderful technologies that give us easy access to a wide variety of media, including the internet, cell phones, video games, TV, movies, books, and magazines. And the information and entertainment provided through these media can increase our ability to learn, to communicate, and become a force for good in the world. However, sometimes these media can lead us away from righteous living, and we should choose wisely when selecting entertainment and only use media that uplifts us. And that's found in the For Strength of Youth under Entertainment and Media.
Hi, my name is Kathy DeVore. The Ten Commandments teaches that we should love God and all his children. We learn that the Ten Commandments can be separated into three categories: respect and worship God, honor parents, and respect others. We are blessed when we keep the commandments. Jesus taught us that if thou lovest me, thou shalt serve me and keep all my commandments.
Thank you to the Primary Children for a wonderful program. There's always a special spirit in these. We will now hear from Brother Mike Roberts, after which we will hear from our stake president, President Evans. After President Evans, we will sing the closing hymn number 94, Come, Ye Thankful People, and then our benediction will be offered by Sister Nancy White.
Well, on behalf of the bishop and the bishopric, we'd like to thank the primary primary children, their teachers, and their leaders for a wonderful sacrament. It's after a primary presentation like this, you almost have a permanent smile on your face. It's amazing watching everybody out there. Their eyes are twinkling. They have the smile as they watch these young children get up and testify of the truthfulness of the gospel. And what a great church where we allow our children to be part of it, to have an opportunity to participate in the sacrament meeting and to be able to share and to learn and to grow. It's part of that journey that really set our young people apart as they grow. And it's just wonderful to see. And they represent the simplicity of the gospel and the pureness of the gospel and the fact of what Christ really taught. And we so much appreciate their participation and their blessings to us. And I'll do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We'd clap if we could. We're not supposed to clap in church. But know that our hearts are clapping. Brothers and sisters, I've heard a few of these programs with my grandchildren and some others in the stake, and it's just a marvelous time of year when we in the church, throughout the church, you know, have this wonderful time to have our children teach us the gospel, pure and simple. As Brother Robert said, the simple truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today what came to me as I listened to these children and all the teachings of Jesus, my heart was turned to 3 Nephi 17. And I could just hear Jesus Christ in verse 23 of chapter 17 saying, "Behold your little ones," because they were testifying of him today. Just as those children that were circled around him when the angels came down to minister to them, when Christ came to visit them on the earth. In verse 25 it says, "And the multitude," which is all of us today, "did see and hear and bear record, and they know that their record is true, for they all did see and hear." Every person here heard what they said. We felt what they said. They taught of Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, may we take these simple truths that these children taught us today with us in our hearts and ponder the beautiful message of the gospel of Jesus Christ as they taught us. May we use their teachings and their music today to strengthen our testimonies just a little bit more and try to be just a little bit more like Jesus as they sang to us today. I testify that the songs and the words of the songs and the teachings they gave us are true. And if we follow them, we will be on the path towards returning to live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I leave that testimony with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be here this day in the sacrament meeting. We're grateful for the sunshine, and we're grateful for the sunshine that these children brought to our meeting. We're grateful for thy great plan of happiness and the opportunity and ability we have to have agency and choose to come unto thee. We're grateful for the things we learned today, and We pray that we will encourage each other to stay in the path towards Thee and happiness. We pray that we'll continue to encourage these children and be good examples for them as they have been to us. We're grateful for the messages that they brought us, and we pray that we'll remember that messages. We're grateful for the primary organization and the blessings it brings to us, and for the leaders and teachers and for the children and how they bless our lives. We pray that we will continue to feel Thy Spirit like we have now the rest of the day and remember the things that we've learned. And we say this in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.